A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show. Don't kick the... Come on.
Kick the thing.
Don't kick the thing.
All right. We're good. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to...
What the Hell with your host.
Nathan Prell. But I was going to say the very first ever segment, which was supposed to be a segment in the very beginning, but Chris's water heater was just too loud. But now that we're at this house and there's the only noise is crickets and a random screaming child.
Yeah.
There is random screaming children at times.
Yeah.
Probably the same children who stole my pumpkin at one time.
Yeah, that was...
No,
yeah.
There's a lot of children in this neighborhood, probably not the same.
They sound
the same. Yeah, it sounds like the same. Yeah, I think it's the same.
Well, anyway, the first ever segment of Cigars with Chris.
Thank you.
Although Chris is smoking a pipe.
We're smoking cigars.
But me and Max are smoking cigars.
And to be fair, a pipe is that's another form of very classy tobacco inhalant device.
Yes.
Cigar tobacco and pipe tobacco are quite similar.
Quite similar.
The difference being mostly that pipe tobacco just has like more sugar. So it's, like, tastier, usually.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Did we even investigate what we're smoking?
I am smoking a La Flor Dominicana Ligero. That is the name of my brand and cigar.
And what's it taste like?
It's very woody. With, like, a hint of maple. I'm making this up. I have no idea. It tastes like a cigar.
Yeah, I don't know what mine tastes like either. But I'm smoking a Rocky Patel vintage 1990.
1990.
It does taste very woody, though.
The year of our birth. Well, the year of me and Max's birth.
Yes.
I'm 2 years later.
It's okay. No shame.
No shame.
Not too much shame.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm sure my 4 listeners just feel real old now. What's it taste like, Chris?
That's very nice. It's got a smooth... It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, mine is also quite smooth. I can't get over the, like, earthen, like, woody texture of mine. Like, that's what stands out to me.
Yeah. I'm just happy that I actually lit it from the right side this time.
Yeah, last time that we had expensive cigars like this, Nate chopped the incorrect end, which I found surprising because that end is already
chopped.
Chopped.
No, you had chopped it for me and then handed it to me.
Oh, when you lit it
and
on
I
the
lit
end.
The wrong
that's
end.
That's correct. Okay.
No, I didn't
right.
realize.
There we go.
I mean, it still smoked good. I was just had a little bit of trouble because I did not have a tapered end. So, I had some problems. What's going on with everybody?
Well, currently, I am working on my beard for No Shave November, which is coming in nicely. About halfway done. Have a little less than halfway to go.
Yeah, and you've been...
Horrifically itchy and unhappy with
yes,
the beard.
That's what I was
going to But I have resolved to stay the course.
I think you should just shave it off if it's really
comfortable. Did the picture that
it
I sent you today
It did.
Help
Max,
you?
Today, I mean... I'd already kind of resolved to just keep it. I want it for Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a nice glass of scotch towards the end, smoke my pipe, you know, real manly stuff.
When you can get a nice bottle of scotch from Costco.
Okay.
It's like $20.
All right.
18-year-old scotch. Just Kirkland brand.
Duly noted. Costco
brand. And Kirkland is good.
Kirkland brand alcohol is very good.
When my family came out, my cousin bought a bottle of that, and we had a few glasses. Smooth. Mm-hmm. Real smooth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just having being aware of the beard plus the pipe makes me feel good. For Thanksgiving, I'm going to have a nice vest. I'm going to be dressed up very stately. And cutting the turkey.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is definitely
perfect. They can't see you, but I liked it.
Thanksgiving is going to be a formal event.
Very formal. Right. Yes. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm a little upset because I'm not going to be here for Thanksgiving. I will be going home to visit with my family and have good times with them. But I'm not going to be able to keep my beard. I have been off work for the past a week and a half.
This is you unshaven?
This is me unshaven for a week. Yeah.
You barely got anything.
He does not barely have anything. It's not like mine, but mine is like, what, we're 18, day 18?
Yeah, something.
For me?
This is like a week of growth, dude.
Well, yeah, but even me, I feel like I have more than you.
I'm Filipino, dude.
You do grow a thicker beard. Max has some Asian descent, so it is a little
thin. It's hard for me.
I always think you're Hispanic. It's hard for me.
I'm not at all.
Even if he was Hispanic, that would... You're not helping the case at all.
No, because
Hispanic people
tend to have good.
I'm half German, half Scottish.
Well, yeah, you got it.
Mustaches, yes.
Blonde on the top.
There's a reason it's a Mexistache.
Yeah, blonde on the top and but you can see the red coming in. The Scottish is coming in under here. So
yeah, my beard grows red.
That's how you can tell.
As I was saying, I'm upset because I'm going to have to shave it because, unfortunately, my leave and my R&R do not coincide perfectly. I have to go back into work for about half a day because otherwise I would not be able to take as much leave as I'm going to. I'll be gone for 3 weeks. I've already been off for two this Friday. So,
you're going to come back for some of that though, right? You're
negative.
You're in California for the full 3 weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I will be coming home on a Friday. So I'll be here for the weekend. Although I might actually be coming into work on that Friday. I don't know. I don't remember how I had set it up, but I did it to minimize the amount of time lost due to weekends.
Yeah.
Mm.
And also just to be able to make sure that I could take the full time that I wanted because I'm limited to 30 days consecutively. That's why I had to split it up and go into work for that half day on this Friday. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have to shave. For that half day.
Make you shave?
That 4 days, yes. That 4 days.
He's in the military.
Or 4 hours.
Well, we had an epic plan.
Where I was going to, the epic plan, which I have determined will not work, was I was going to just go into work unshaven.
With razor in hand.
Razor in hand. So that I can explain, look, I'm coming in and then I'm leaving. I didn't want to shave. It's No Shave November. But I can already hear my supervisor just berating me and making fun of me and just laughing.
Yeah.
Mostly just thinking I'm an idiot, actually. Not necessarily being mad, because if I have my razor in hand, they know that I obviously was thinking about it, so it's not like I was just being a complete asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they will laugh at me and then be, partially upset, why do you think that's a good idea?
Right.
I wish I could grow a beard, but my store director is just a stickler about it. I feel like he picks on me mainly, because there are other guys at the store who have full-on beards, and no one ever says anything to them.
It's the in-between time that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
If you already had a full-on beard, that's a set thing. It probably wouldn't be as big of a deal, but because you have to grow it, the in-between stage is less presentable.
If I have a few days off and I start a goatee and just shave around it, I'm allowed to keep, my boss won't care about the goatee. But if I'm trying to grow something, I can't. He's like, hey, shave.
It's also funny because generally No Shave November is attributed to you grow your beard out for a specific cause or charity.
Right.
And I don't do that. I mean, I support lots of causes and charities, but I'm not doing that. I'm just growing it out for the purpose of I've never really have past 3 weeks and I'd like to see what happens.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, are you doing No Shave November? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, what cause? And I'm like, my wife thinks it's hot cause.
It's a good one.
I know. The beard gets a lot of action.
Yeah,
from his wife.
I was surprised.
His wife. Which is actually, honestly, I believe somewhat rare, because I have had many an encounter with women who do not find beards really? To be.
Yeah.
Yes. The majority, they like, don't like wow, being kissed on. By it.
This guy driving around real fast in the neighborhood.
Not necessarily girls I have been with.
Slow the hell down, dude.
Not necessarily girls I have been with, but mm-hmm. but just girls in general that are like, oh, I don't like beards, or like, because it's all nasty on my face. That's funny to stuff. Me
because the majority of women, primarily, not older women, but, you know, women in their later 20s and 30s, and in addition to my wife and other people, really do like the beard.
I think
it brings out kind of like a like a mountain man quality. Like when if I'm doing work and I'm like building something, putting a shelf together, you know,
like you're out there like chopping wood.
Yeah, you know, got my beard. It's there's a quality.
Wearing your red flannel.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely. No, and I agree. I think that in like I struggle to say older women. I don't want to say older women.
Right.
But not teen, like...
Not, yeah.
But not, like, younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, younger women do not understand like, the draw of a good, hearty beard.
Right.
See, I got screwed because when I was, you know, when they didn't care about it,
mm-hmm.
and I could have definitely grown a beard and no one would have said ability. Anything.
You didn't take advantage
of it. Well, for one, I didn't have the ability, and two, I was dating M1, who... I haven't talked about a lot on the podcast, but me and Max, after we recorded last week's episode, later that night, me and Max talked for like an hour and a half, and I told him all about M1. And then I'm like, well, I really felt like we definitely should have recorded that because
I talked a lot. That was a hefty conversation.
We had a good conversation.
Yeah.
But she could not stand any facial hair. I've ever wanted was to have a nice, cool beard, and I wasn't able to grow it because she didn't like it.
And now your work does not allow it.
And now my work doesn't allow it. And I have the ability to. My hair grows thick enough.
Exact opposite here. My wife loves the beard. And if I could sport this all the time, she would go crazy. But I do not. I mean, you know, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, not shaved. I'm okay, but after that I have to shave
so
it.
So itchy.
For the sake, so I mean...
It's itchy and heavy. And
happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy
which
life.
Which is why the majority of the time I am 3 or 4 days not shaven.
Yes.
But there comes a point when you need to start fresh, or even just at least trim down to the skin, and then I can start over. But I can't full on, like, you know, early 1900s, 1800s presidential beard snout.
Yeah. That's just one of those dreams that I may never...
You may never get to see. You have a long life ahead of you.
And I mean, and hopefully you won't be working at Smith's the entire time.
Hopefully not, because I'll never get to grow a beard, and I'm going to be real upset.
I feel like there's other reasons why hopefully not, but...
No, just the beard thing.
Oh, just the beard?
Just the beard thing.
So they pay really well, then?
They pay a pretty... Okay.
And that's why you live with your parents? Because they pay well enough for you to get your own place?
Yeah,
because
I own
a
car.
They pay well. There is just a definite ceiling there that you will eventually hit, and the ceiling
like
is
right
far...
Now,
Subordinate. What's the
lower?
Inferior to what you would need to support an adult life and family.
Well, yes. Like, I'm topped out of where I can be right now. Since technically I'm not an assistant yet. I'm still a clerk.
Even though you do the assistant.
Even
job.
Though I've been an assistant for a month, I'm not technically. I've never been officially announced as the assistant, so I'm still making clerk
which
wages.
Which is annoying to me.
Which is stupid.
Wait, assistant manager?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
But I'm topped out at 14-11.
Okay, that's respectable. That actually is.
Yeah, for a kid my age.
A young single guy.
Yeah, that's pretty good money.
You know, well, not paying rent.
Yeah, I was making, I think I had gotten one raise at the drive-ins. I worked there for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I was hoping, like, if I would have stayed there.
What did you leave the drive-ins with?
Huh?
What did you leave the drive-ins with? 10-something?
No. Like $8.50.
Really?
Yeah, $8 was what I started working there with, and I got one 50-cent raise, like, after 2 years.
I started
Although
working...
I do believe, had I kept up the way I was working, like, towards the end, because I was doing real well, mm-hmm. I do believe I would have eventually ended up as an assistant manager. But...
Right. Yeah.
It would have taken quite a ways longer. I would have had to put in the time. But I had at that point...
a little bit more ass.
Yeah, well, definitely. Definitely kiss more ass. Like, mostly Yuli's.
Mostly Yuli's.
The general
ass.
Manager. Because
Yuli's is a big ass.
Because, well, yeah.
To kiss. There's a lot of ground to cover.
There is. But all the other assistant managers, like, loved me already. Right. Like, and I wasn't worried about that at all. Like, they all just loved me. He, not as much.
Yeah.
But luckily, I made, oh, definitely. We could have quite a discussion about that.
We should have a drive-ins episode. Okay. There are stories to be told.
There are.
When me and Max were the drive-ins.
Yeah. Okay. But then I made the correct career choice.
The correct leap towards.
And left.
And left and joined the military.
Much better.
Which I will be going back to school here in a little bit. I don't have very much time, actually, now that I think about it.
A little bit, a couple months, a little bit.
Next semester?
A couple months, yeah, next semester.
Yeah, I'm looking to go back in at about January.
Yeah.
I'm going to start back up.
Yep. Are you going to go to CSN as well?
No, I'm going to try to do Phoenix because I have pretty much all of my, like, associates. There's just a couple classes I need to get my AA finalized, and then the rest of my bachelor's I can do
online. I thought you already had an AA.
I do, but some of the ones didn't transfer. So there's just a couple little random classes I have to take, and then it's hard because for any kind of upper division classes, you either have to be there at the school or whatever, and because I work full-time, I can't, like a UNLV type thing, I can't do. So I need to do all
Well, I will eventually.
They don't offer upper division classes online.
Right. Well, I will be, because my plan right now is to go to CSN and finish off my second associates, because I have my first now. I did that while I was deployed, finished that boy off. Associates in electronic technology. So I'll be going to CSN to finish off my mathematics associates, because I'm not too far, only a couple classes. And then once I finish that, my plan is then to transfer over into UNLV.
And you can get a bachelor's.
And get a bachelor's in computer engineering with a minor in design. That is my plan.
That's a cool.
Good plan.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of work, though, working a full-time job in the military and then having class. Like, that's gonna
I'll
be
go
rough.
To school sometime. Sometime in the future, I'll get in on that.
The military is just such a good deal because they'll pay for most of it, if not all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skepticism over it because it's been taken away a couple times, not because of people doing stupid things, just because of like the government budget and things of that nature. So they've had to cut back, like they stopped it for like a month or so, and then they started it back up, just because they were uncertain about the budget. So that's why I want to like get on my schooling as soon as possible, because you never know when it might like go away. And if I'm just sitting here not using it, then it's money that it might as well be money I'm wasting.
Yeah, and you never know how it is now,
what
will stay and what will go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Strange times.
Let's get to some segments.
Okay. All right.
So, Chris, what are you playing while you poop?
Well, I'm going to be really honest here, really vulnerable. I have, for the past few months, since I did my training thing at my job, was bored out of my mind. And we've been launching the new product, also bored out of my mind. I've been playing a lot of Candy Crush. Got pretty far, got stuck for a while, put it down for a couple weeks. Then this last week, picked it back up, was like, what the hell, one more try. Beat it. So now I'm back crushing. So I've been doing that a lot.
You're crushing some candy.
Crushing that candy.
You should invest in XCOM.
With money?
Yeah, it's $20.
Probably.
On your phone, but it's a great game, okay? And it's not dumbed down for the iPhone.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's just smaller.
I have done a terrible thing by showing Nate XCOM.
I love that game.
He loves the game. Like, it's a little scary, actually.
Yeah, he was playing some XCOM when I got home today.
Yeah, like,
right? No, I was playing.
He was playing
Legends.
League of Legends. Yeah.
At that point, I thought when I first came in, you said blah blah blah, blah XCOM blah blah, blah 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 blah.
No, I was playing Surgeon Simulator.
No, I can't.
Which that was the game that Max. That was Maxwell's weird games that he makes Nate play for this week. And
Surgeon Simulator with the tools and the Surgeon Simulator is one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
That was complete and utter bullshit. Couldn't do anything.
There's no tutorial. You jump into the game. The first thing you do
menu. I drew a picture on the notepad. I took out the thing that shows you what the controls are. I took out that floppy disk.
Oh, did you? You
I tried to
that?
Put in the other floppy disk, but it wouldn't accept it. I drew a picture on the notepad. I said that already. Mm-hmm. I put the tape in, and then it put me to...
Meet the Medic, at which point he was... It jumps. Like, you put the tape in, it jumps straight into the game where you're doing open heart surgery.
I had to do an Uber heart transplant on a heavy.
Right.
Does that mean a fat guy?
It's the exact same thing. It's just a different...
Team Fortress 2.
And everything, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The first time that me and Max did it, we had to
yeah, because you just... There's no tutorial.
We took out the lungs, as I recall, which apparently weren't necessary, because at the end of the game, we got 100%. With the lungs were not ever put back in.
That's right, and we got
100. They were thrown away, actually.
Yeah, we got... It was like an A+, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we broke everything. All you
broke
do...
Broke everything, took all the bones away.
Because you never actually finished one, did you?
No, I tried to break all... I broke the things, accidentally, like, cut off one of his lungs. And then I tried to pick up the bones, but it wasn't letting me pick up all the bones.
Well, you do have to remove the lungs to get to the heart. The heart is below the lungs. It is not anatomically correct at all.
Yeah, contrary to how one would assume, the lungs are not necessary. You do not need to put those.
Yeah, because all you do, you don't even have to sew them back up. You just take out the old heart, put in the new heart, you're done.
Put in the new heart, A++.
A++.
I couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a doctor.
That is why hopefully no one that plays this game is a doctor.
Should
because
be able to become a doctor.
Yeah, the game is bullshit.
Should have any manner of doctoral studies in their future.
I had an easier time playing Quap than playing that shit.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even beat Quap.
No, Quap is ridiculous.
Have you ever heard of Quap?
I have not.
It's a very simple flash game where you're playing a runner and you control his
legs.
His legs. Okay. Like, I think it's like upper thigh...
Yeah.
Upper left thigh is
Q
or something.
Q-W-O-P.
So you control his like upper thigh and
His thigh and his calf on one leg.
It's so difficult
to make him run.
To make him run.
And
at the end, you have to jump.
In the right
at the end, you have to jump.
Yeah. It is one of the hardest things.
If they make it like a Temple Run 3 where you're running, but then you have to also have to control the legs, it would be an insane game.
Well, no, like even without obstacles.
Right.
It's still one of the hardest things
running
that's
just running.
I've ever done.
Running is difficult for some people.
Right. But yeah.
Keyboard running.
So, but yeah, that was Crazy Games that Max makes me play.
Surgeon Simulator.
Surgeon Simulator.
Fuck
2013. Because I actually don't know if there's one before that.
I was going to say, are there previous?
Yeah, I don't know why it says that.
But that is part of the name. Yeah. So I assume there is something before that.
Yeah, so guys, screw that one. Don't try that one. I've said try the games that he's told me, except Surgeon Simulator.
I would encourage people to go ahead and give it a shot.
I would, if you don't have to pay for it,
amusing game.
Definitely give it a shot.
If you can borrow it from somebody else or whatever.
Yeah, if you can play it on a friend's computer, I would definitely say take it for a spin, because you will probably end up throwing a mouse and or keyboard within 5 to 10 minutes of it, because it's insane.
It was complete bullshit.
Yeah, like the menu is even hard.
Yeah. I had more fun on the menu than I did actually playing the game.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, the menu is the exact same as the actual game. So, it's rough. It's a rough game.
Yeah.
But, so, we're going to go back to the original point of the segment.
What are you playing when we poop?
What do you play with your poop?
What am I playing when I poop?
No, what do you play with your poop?
What do I play with my poop?
Yeah.
I usually don't touch my poop.
Okay.
Is that something you do?
No.
Can I tell you a funny poop-touching story?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. When I was a young child, I had... horrific acne problems, which arguably is still there. But if whatever you think is bad now,
I don't
not tremendously
really.
Worse.
I don't see it.
So I went on this special medication, which is basically rewires your skin chemistry so that you don't secrete as much oil. It stops it.
Was that like the Accutane or something?
It was Accutane.
Yeah, the stuff that's illegal now.
Yes, it is illegal now. There was multiple. I cannot tell you how many. Don't get pregnant warnings. I assured them I would not. don't get pregnant. It can cause very awful, awful depression, suicidal depression. I obviously did not kill myself.
You're here sitting with us.
Anyways, in order to do that, they did many a blood test, and I also had to give stool samples to test things. Anyways, there was a lot of to-do before I actually received the medication.
Yeah.
So I'm probably... I want to say maybe 14 at this point. They're like, they need you to give us a swipe of your poop so that we can put it through the lab and test it. I've never had to get really,
I've
any
never
manner
had
of poop handling,
I've never
so
had
I've not,
I've never
I'm not experienced in this. So originally what happened was I pooped, and then I tried, they gave you this little wooden stick, and you had to swipe off some of the poop, and you put it in the special bag, and then you'd give it to them, and they'd send it to the lab or whatever.
Okay.
So I didn't know how to get... Access to the poop was a lesson for me. I didn't know how to really get at it. I tried, after it plopped in the toilet, I tried kind of dabbing at it, kind of bobbing for apples kind of thing. It was hard because the water, I couldn't really get a good swipe at the poop. So after a while, what I did was when the poop was halfway out, so we're talking poop still kind of hanging out of the bottom here, you would reach in.
I'm liking the direction this is taking.
Take a good swipe of the poop. Yeah. big old swipe of the poop.
Yeah.
You'd put that, seal it in the bag, roll that puppy up, send it off to the lab. So that's my poop swiping side. Yes.
That's.
Yep. Take a little wooden stick.
That's a story maybe just don't.
Ever tell again.
Don't tell that story.
Never told that story before.
So never again.
I'm going to go ahead and keep that one locked up in the vault. Yeah. But
so now 21 people know it.
Yep, 21 right. people know about yeah. it. Well, I could have used that in the things you don't know about me topic.
Right. Darn it.
I was going to say that I have never handled poop, which is an utter fabrication now that I think about it, because I was babysitting my baby cousin and her baby brother. They're both my baby cousins. I don't know why I said it that way.
Yeah.
Well, one is my goddaughter. The other is her little brother.
Okay.
At the time, she was like 3 or 4. I was home on leave, and my cousins were there. They went out. They were doing something. So the two little children were with me and my mom. Mm-hmm. And I love my goddaughter to death, but boy, can she make a poop.
You're still having to handle the poop at 3 or 4?
She was like, not quite. Like, she could do it. She could use the big potty.
That's unfortunate.
She could do it. It was like she was right on the verge of being done. She's done now. She's been done. This was right on the verge.
Well, because she's 5 now, so hopefully.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, she's good now.
We're still having troubles with handling of the poop at 5. There's some larger parenting right. issues that we
but
need
no,
to
address. But no, not once, but twice. Not her. Her and her brother, just together.
Mm-hmm.
Just the most poop.
Yeah.
Just the most poop I've ever had to deal with, like poop. Spilling out. Not yeah. her so much, but him more.
Babies do that. My little...
he was like 1. It was awful.
My nephew, my oldest nephew, at some point, when he was like 2 or something, I guess, he decided that that was just something he didn't want to do. So he would
pooping?
Hold it in.
Pooping?
Yeah, he would hold it in.
Oh. That's not healthy.
For days at a time. They had to take him to the doctor and stuff and...
Just, no, that's just poop.
We just held it.
Yeah, just let it out, man.
Yeah,
for some reason, he got it in his head that
he just didn't want to.
This isn't something that you're supposed to do.
No, I think because I was this way, I had to be potty trained quickly because I was not down with the having it in my diaper. I was not happy with that.
Few people are. I was not either.
I was not happy with that situation. No. So I was done with diapers rather quickly.
Rather quickly. Moved up to the underwear.
I actually don't have any memory of that.
I don't either.
Well, I don't think it's ever been explained to me.
I was told about this.
The potty training situation.
Yeah, because I have lots of older cousins and stuff, so they all have stories.
Right.
And they all love making fun of me. So I get to hear about it a lot.
Well, I was very... I mean, you guys know I don't like wet things. I don't like being uncomfortable. I don't like being in that situation. So as a young child, imagine, you know, infinitely worse. I'm still figuring out my emotions, how I feel about things. Translating that into, you know, your life or whatever, and I didn't like it. I moved in, I was very particular about my underwear, how things were, like if we, you know, did any kind of water fight, squirt gun, any kind of swimming, any kind of activity, I would be wet from the legs down, and then, you know, the torso up. The underwear would not get wet.
Okay.
I didn't like wet underwear.
Yeah. No, that's never fun.
Still don't.
Yeah, large issue with me.
Yeah. Like, I can handle it now. Like, if my underwear were to get wet and I do not have a change...
I would deal with it.
I would deal with it, although if I have, like, a pair of jeans, they might come off. Like, if the jeans are dry, it might happen that way.
It might be just the jeans.
A lot of the time it might
be. I've gone commando a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Like, when it's forced. But if it's a necessity, like, I'll deal. But I still, I do not enjoy the wet underwear. But
no.
I do, like, when I swim, because I'm usually wearing board shorts, so I usually have underwear underneath.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but just, like, swimming trunks with, like, netting, I'm not a big fan.
I don't do the swimming trunks with the netting. Like, board shorts with nothing. That's actually an interesting topic because it's kind of split with people. I cannot do underwear and board shorts when I swim. Very uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
It's heavy and restricting.
For the longest time, I would have swim trunks with the netting and then also wear underwear.
Wow.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
I don't think that...
Honestly, I would...
I don't think I would fit all in.
If I was forced, I would probably choose that, like, instead of just the netting. Because I despise...
I feel like...
I don't like the feeling of it.
No, I know for a fact when I would get, if perchance my mom bought me swim trunks with the
netting...
I've
cut them out.
I've cut the netting out.
Yes.
Kyson cut the netting out of the swim trunks that I gave him.
It's stupid.
Yeah, no, it's dumb. I am not a fan of netting, no.
Yeah, if you're going to go swimming... And you need to bring your own underwear. That's fine. If that's if you're like that or whatever, or just go without.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think the shorts that I have currently have netting.
Oh, good. You're a grown up.
I am. Yeah. I'm an adult.
Right. Yeah. You don't need that's. You wouldn't have netting.
Another thing that I'm not comfortable with, and this is not just on me. I don't like other people with this. Are Speedos.
Well, just nobody's comfortable with that.
Speedos have a time and a place, I feel like, and that's...
Like the Olympics.
The Olympics.
That's it. No, that's it.
Speed swimming. Yeah, speed swimming.
Like okay. Baywatch or, I don't know, pornography, and then in the bedroom. You don't need to ever have...
Why are you wearing a Speedo
in
the bedroom?
In the bedroom.
Not Speedo in the bedroom. I mean, underwear that's that size and shape should not be worn by people. In public, any
public,
manner,
in like
public
a public
situation.
Yeah, that's just
situation.
A lot of that's a lot of skin that not everyone wants.
And
to
I
see.
Don't care whether you right. play water polo or you think that you're the shit. I mean, it's just not necessary. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not necessary.
Like if I'm laying out in the sun, I'm wearing shorts. I might mm-hmm. hike them up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
You can you hike know? Up the shorts. Yeah, nobody
maybe,
wants.
Maybe
nobody
you pull
wants
it down
you to be
just
wearing
a little bit.
Nobody wants to see you naked, but think that you still have shorts on. You know what I mean?
Right.
It needs to be clear that you can tan your legs. That's fine. You've hiked those shorts up so that it's, you know.
Exactly.
But
no.
Once you start, once you get up, you walk across the beach.
Oh, yeah. You pull them, right?
Put those back, back down.
Put those right back down. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that was a big, no, that has happened to me several times. Mm-hmm. I've just been at a pool, and there's a dude with his things.
And I can't remember ever thinking, anybody that I was with ever thinking, oh, check out that guy in the Speedo. He is really cool.
No,
I feel like only,
and it's exclusively two kinds of people I've noticed. There are either gigantic fat guys wearing Speedos, or just really
old,
like ripped,
oh ripped guys,
just ripped
yeah,
like douchebags
that they can get away with.
When I lived in Florida,
they are
it
like,
was,
they think they're so like cool. Mm-hmm. And
it was just all the old guys.
That yeah, that's
old
what
guys
I do.
Wear
like,
Speedos.
Yeah, old fat
men
guys.
Old
I saw
fat men
a lot of Speedos
and then
in
young,
Florida.
Ripped like polo players who think that they are just.
The shit.
Yeah,
they think
God's
God.
Gift to humanity.
Exactly.
Here, look at my body.
Which is not true.
If anybody wants to look at your body, they can take you home from the beach.
And then look at your body.
And look at your body later. We don't. The rest of us do not need
right.
to be, you know, we don't be subjected to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go return all my Speedos now, guys.
Okay. Yeah, definitely do
have
that.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, definitely.
I'll go with
idea.
You and make sure this happens.
Okay, so, back to the original.
What am I playing when I poop?
What do you play when you poop?
Risk, since we started playing Risk together.
Right.
Because we both have the app on our phones, so if we're sitting at a place, we'll play some Risk together. So I've been playing a little bit more of that Risk. Because
I've won both times we've played.
And then mine too. Yeah, because you freaking, I don't know what is up with this game. Every single time,
two times.
We played three times. One time I just rage quit.
Oh, yeah.
Every time, all of my territories are spread out throughout the whole map, and then Max he's either handed a continent, or he's...
Just can get Australia easily.
Yeah, right next to Australia with all of his things, so he could just move down there. Freaking, I just keep getting dealt real bad hands.
Yeah, but I have been playing them well as well. Like,
you're a good player. Also, you're just handed the.
It's true. It has happened because, like, the last time we played, I was just like North America just was mine.
If we didn't make a truce right at the beginning, saying okay, you'll let me live.
We're good.
I would have just wiped you out.
I would have been done because all of my territories were blocking your way into Europe and Asia.
Yeah, it's true. I was like because of that truce, I was forced to like attack a high strength person.
Yeah, but you weakened them, so it made it easy for. The rest of the people.
Yeah. But, so, just Minesweeper and Riskman.
That's it, yeah. I haven't even touched that Tiny Death Star anymore.
Of course. I deleted... It was deleted off of my phone.
2 days.
That was a 24-hour game.
2 days and I was
not
done.
Even.
What are you guys playing? Oh, like Sim Tower?
Tiny Death Star, yeah. No, that lasted, like... For me, it lasted, like, 4 or 5 hours, and then it was gone.
Yeah. It actually... It stopped giving me notifications, too.
It knows.
It knows. It's like, oh, I guess you're done. It's like, oh, yeah.
It knows that it's a
limited
game.
You guys are, this is really random and probably not worth anything. Do you guys remember a few years ago when everybody was playing that stupid, like, dragon game where you would breed the dragons and then have to make...
I played that for a long time.
What was that called?
Dragonvale?
Dragonvale, really?
I think.
I feel like that's like Skyrim.
No, like Dragonvale.
I have not played this game.
Everybody.
And then also Tiny Monsters. It was the same game.
Basically the same game, just with little monsters instead of dragons.
I was... I was into it pretty hard for like 2 weeks.
I have not played this game. I do not know what this game is.
Don't. It's not.
No, I'm not going to. I was just saying I've never heard of it. A game that I would like to play, but I can't, is Hearthstone.
Why?
We have an ashtray just for that.
I know, but it's filled with stuff.
Anyway, why?
Do you know what Hearthstone is?
Hearthstone. No, I'm sorry. I immediately went to Hearthfire.
No, no, no. Hearthstone. Okay, Hearthstone. Hearthstone is a game by Blizzard.
Okay.
It's Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft. But it's a, like, a trading card game. Online. As far as I know, it's going to be free to play. So that means some manner of microtransactions.
Of course.
Of course.
To buy the cards, because it's a card game.
Right, exactly. But it looks, like, because I've seen, like, I watch streams of, like, League of Legends player, like, professional League of Legends and professional StarCraft. StarCraft not as much. Mostly I watch professional League of Legends.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, like, while they're waiting for games and stuff, they'll be playing Hearthstone. So I've seen plenty of game of Hearthstone that way. And then after I saw that, I'm like, wow, that game actually looks pretty cool.
How come you can't play it?
Because it's in beta right now. It's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the beta. And so there's a lot of people that have the beta. Like, some of my best friends, like, my friend James, he, like, signed up for the beta, and then, like, a day later, oh, here you go, you're invited to the beta. And I had been signed up for a couple weeks now, and I have not yet received my invite. And I'm a little beat up about it, because I would love to play this game, because it looks like a lot of fun. And I have been, since then, I've watched several YouTube videos. Total Biscuit has a well-done series highlighting some of the things in the game.
Is it like Magic the Gathering?
Sort of, yes. Like, it's that manner of game, yeah.
Okay.
It basically, much like Blizzard does, it is a conglomeration of all, like, the best features of the different manner of trading card games.
Yeah.
All rolled into one game.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of minions. Yeah, you have a hero, you spawn minions, you cast spells, minions can attack, and then, like, the best feature I've noticed so far, because in a lot of trading card games, like, when a minion attacks,
yeah,
it just does damage to whatever it is attacking, like, say, another minion.
Yeah.
In this, like, if a minion attacks another minion, that minion attacks the minion that's attacking it. So it's sort of like a trade.
So you trade.
It's sort of like a trading thing, and I really like the way that's played. I just, like, I love the rule set. I like the way that it is played. So I've been dying to get my hands on this.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I'd love to play this, too.
Yeah, I have not.
Because I like card games. Yeah. I was big into Yu-Gi-Oh!, and I was at near the end of my senior year, I got into Magic the Gathering. And I had a lot of cards and stuff. And I was okay at it. But then they came out with, like, one of the expansions that they came out for it brought in, like, these just super powerful cards. And, like, everyone that I played with had these cards, but I didn't. And once one of them was on the field,
it just game over.
I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because they were so overpowered that no normal card could beat it. You had to have the other cards to go with it.
Yeah. I've never been big into card games. Like, I've always thought they were kind of stupid, like, growing up. Like, any child growing up in the 90s, I played Pokemon, obviously. Yeah. Not very prevalent. Like, I was not very into it. I had Pokemon cards. I would play with my friends occasionally. But it wasn't, like, a big thing to me.
I, like, battled my sister, and that was about it.
Right. So I was never really involved in that, in, like, trading card games in general. But then I saw this game while I was deployed, and, like, that's when I'd heard about it because, like, it was announced a long time ago. I believe at BlizzCon 2 years ago it was announced. And then, like, nothing was happening. But then I finally, like, and I was like, you know, that's kind of stupid. It's a trading card game. Like, I'm not really into all that. And then while I was deployed, I was watching streams, like, especially, like, the Grand Finals and, like, around that time of League of Legends. And I saw it, and I'm like, oh, wow. This is, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
This actually looks like a lot of fun. I would love to play this game. And so I signed up for the beta, and I started watching all of it, and I'm like, I really want to play this, but I can't. So I started playing. There was a game for Android called Order and Chaos Duels, which is a lot like it, except, like, one of the main differences is that, like, there's five spots. Each player has five spots for minions. You put a minion there, and then it attacks straight ahead. If there's not a minion there, then it attacks the person.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like, but essentially the same thing other than that. And It just wasn't doing it for me. I'm like, I want to play Hearthstone still. Like, it was, and just playing that game is, like, my whole experience playing trading card games. So,
yeah, no, I've always liked trading card games. Like, when I played Yu-Gi-Oh, it was like me, Kyson, Brooks, and James were like We all had a ton of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. We'd battle all the time. James had a freaking awesome zombie deck. Oh, man, that thing was awesome. He could destroy any of us.
Yeah. Because me and Chris know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh, dude.
Some people might know that listen.
Yeah.
And I had a... I think my main deck was... I can't even remember. I think it was Dark.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Dark thing. I think me and Max have talked about this. Do you remember from the
90s? I had a Chaos deck. That's what I called it because it was light and dark.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From the 90s, speaking of things, you had your own things you'd better. Pogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pogs. Yes, Pogs.
Me and Max have a theory about Pogs because nobody really has their Pogs anymore, but it was a really big deal in the
90s. I have no clue what happened to my Pogs.
And nobody, not only does nobody have their Pogs anymore, but unless prompted to memory by somebody else, nobody remembers their Pogs either. So I think that there might be some kind of crazy government alien conspiracy that towards the end of the 90s, they wiped it out. They took all of our Pogs away. They erased our memory of the whole event. And somewhere, maybe, I don't know, in Area 51, under the White House bunker, there's a big vault of just Pogs. Full of Pogs.
Now, question. What did you do with them?
What you did, basically you had...
Because I know there was some kind of aspect of the game.
It was a little game, it was that you had these little cardboard circles, and you could play different ones or whatever, and then you had a smasher, which was like a larger metal one.
Okay.
And you would stack all of your Pogs up, you and, whoever you were playing against, and you would throw the smasher at the if I remember this correctly, my memory has been wiped.
Right.
So I'm not exact. I think
this sounds right to me.
I know. And you throw the smasher, and then the Pogs would jump all over the place because they're cardboard. They would bounce all over. And then the ones that were face up, you got to keep those Pogs. Those became your Pogs. So you could win Pogs from people. It was a stupid,
that was the stupid. That
game.
Was the. Game.
I'm sure. I'm positive there was more rules.
I'm positive there's more to it, but that facets, there's a part of it basically, that is like a thing.
Basically, that's. The main part of Pogs. And if anybody else remembers any more, has any additional rules...
Like, please.
Please.
Really please like tweet at us.
Text Pogs. In, tweet the at the podcast
what is
or whatever.
What is the podcast, the tweet, to tweet at us?
I haven't used it in forever. Just tweet at the Nathan Prell.
No. We have
I think
a,
it's on there. Tweet, yeah.
We have a... I would like them to tweet at the show, because we need to be more active, I think.
I do need to be a bit more active.
We need to be more active on social networking. Just tweet at the show.
Which is WTH underscore Prell.
WTH underscore Prell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just tweet at us. If you know anything about Pogs, you like Pogs.
Or anything that we've talked about on the show, really.
Right. Just feel free to just jump on in. If you have topics you want to hear.
We can talk about it next week on the show.
Yeah, just absolutely. Yeah. Shameless plug right
now. We've only done one segment of the show.
And I haven't even gotten to mine. I play Minesweeper still.
Yeah, Minesweeper. That's basically...
It's the perfect pooping game. Because pretty much one game on Expert will take about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
That's the good amount of time to sit down.
And Minesweeper is the one with the squares and the flags, and you have to find them. Okay, that's right.
I can play maybe 3 to 4 games on normal, because I don't go above normal.
Right.
But,
I only remember that game because it used to be on the super old Windows.
It is. It's still on Windows.
I know that. But I mean, that's my experience with it. You'd have that, and you'd have Solitaire, and then when Windows, I don't remember which Windows it was, one of the newer Windows, it had that pinball game.
Oh, yeah.
And I would play the pinball game a lot. Pinball. Yes. And I would play that pinball. A lot.
And that is how much of a nerd I am.
Yeah. There you go. So, Chris already shared something that none of us knew about him.
The pooping story. Yeah, that'll count though.
That counts as your thing. Count. So Max, what's something that we don't know about you?
I would like to defer until after you.
After mine?
After yours.
We've got to wrap this up.
We got a bit.
I don't wrap it up. I mean, if we're going to tell two whole stories, we need to.
Yeah, speed them up. Speed them up.
Okay, speed up the story.
Start with our time.
Something people don't know about me. Man.
I know,
I was
right?
hoping you'd go first so I had time to think about
mine. Yeah, this is what you get. This is what you get for putting me on the spot. All right, I have one.
Okay.
Because I haven't actually talked about this on the show yet.
Okay.
And we were talking about this earlier because I was playing Madden. I am a huge, huge football fan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just, disgustingly involved football fan. I'm a 49er fan, so that's a thing. I'm a little upset that we just lost to the Saints, But
I'm really excited that the Seahawks
are winning.
Destroyed the Vikings.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
That oh, just fun. It was just devastating.
It was devastating for them.
Yeah. It was a great game. No, I actually have tickets to go see.
Speaking of Seahawks and 49ers,
I have tickets. I'm going to be going with my brother to the Seahawks 49ers game at Candlestick Park on December 8th. I have end zone seats, second row,
and I'll be watching that game from home.
I paid a disgusting amount for them.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. But yeah, that's something that people might not know about me. So if anyone has like some football related inquiries or comments, feel free.
What is your what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at Maxwell Ruin. That is my thing. MaxwellRuin. Maxwell okay. Ruin. It's a play on my last name.
Because most ignorant people, not unlike myself, in early 2009,
that's what I called it.
Yeah, Maxwell Ruin. That's usually what people call me. So I just played on that, went with Ruin because it's kind of cool. It's also my rapper name is M Ruin. That's a thing.
You're not a rapper.
I'm not a rapper. I'm not witty enough. I don't have, like, the lyrical genius to do it, no.
Yeah.
I'm not a lyrical genius motherfucking genius like Kanye West was, because he's a gay fish. That's a South Park reference South for those Park of jokes. You that are not keeping up.
Everyone
knew. I'm sorry. I was condescending. I apologize.
Some people don't know about me. Before we get to that, just out of curiosity, what's your sports team, since we... Everyone knows ours.
My sports team?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I
do you have
49ers.
a football team he that you strongly,
I don't really care about
staunchly
football.
Support?
No. The only sports team that I care about is the Diamondbacks.
The Arizona Diamondbacks?
Because they won the World Series when I lived in Arizona.
No. This is... You know what's going to happen from this. You're going to shatter this one.
Right now, Christopher is burning...
Cigar wrapper.
It's not going to shatter the glass.
A piece of Maxwell's cigar.
It's not going to be that hot. Not even close.
On the
ashtray.
The bed of cigarettes.
Yeah, which I guess the other day, because their old ashtray.
Old ashtray was ginormous.
And it's no longer here.
I wouldn't go as far as to say it was an antique. I think something my mom gave to me. It was very large, and it was full. Like, disgustingly full.
Disgustingly full, because
apparently, one of them.
Was not quite out of the way
and proceeded to light the other ones on fire, creating kind of like a tinder mesh of just burning.
Like embers. Cigarettes. Yes.
Cigarettes. Which burned for a while, got real hot.
We only noticed. Chris.
Yeah, I don't know why I came out. I think I was cleaning something. I don't remember. Anyways, I came out. I noticed the smoke coming from it and the burning. And I saw that not only was the cigarettes on fire, but it had gotten so hot that it cracked all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
So it's two separate pieces at this point, the ashtray that we had.
Almost exactly in half, too. It was, like, two, like, large chunks.
Chunks of big glass ashtray.
Yeah. So that's why that was my thing, is
so
you're going to crack
this other ashtray.
And this is a really small one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's already full as well, because I smoke too much.
You smoke a lot, dude.
Too much.
You need to cool it with the smoking.
Too much.
Man, seriously, I don't
something
know
something we don't know about you,
I don't know why
sir.
It's always so hard for me to think of things that people don't know about me.
Because you talk about yourself all the time.
I do talk about myself all the time. To them, I don't talk to you guys about anything.
Well, you talk to me about M1.
I talk to Maxwell about M1.
You can share something about M1.
Something about M1.
We don't know about you. Maybe about your...
About what? What do you want, Max?
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry, hold
what?
On.
What?
How did Hitler tie his shoes? In
little Nazis. That was a terrible joke. That was our terrible joke of the evening.
Anti-joke.
That's not really something that people don't know about me. That's, like, if we have the episode where I just talk about M1, that's really where that would come into effect.
Okay.
Which could happen. We should do that episode soon, because I just need to talk about it.
You just need to let that one out.
Yeah, I need to just let that one out. Some of the people don't know about me is that when I was like 6, I was climbing a tree, and there was like a nest with some eggs in it.
Ew.
You just threw it off the tree?
I threw the eggs off the tree and killed little baby birds.
You're... Wait. You are mean. I would not even do
that's
that.
That's terrible.
That is
you
awful.
Killed those baby birds.
I know. I felt real bad about it.
That is awful. And now to our next segment.
It haunted me. It haunted me for years.
Okay. And on to our next segment, which is?
Things Brooke says.
Things Brooke says. I have not talked to him still.
He tweeted something.
He's been tweeting lots of random stuff, but yeah, I did actually speak to him.
Oh, you actually spoke to him?
I texted.
Well, that counts as speaking.
And I do actually, I mean, I always have had a soft spot for Brooks.
Which nobody understands.
Which no one understands.
Nobody that listens to the podcast understands why everyone except me
You just likes don't like Brooks. Brooks. But okay, so I was talking with him. I always check in on him to see how he's doing. I've kind of opened my wings. Said, here, Brooks, step under it.
Yeah. How is he doing?
He's doing really well. I work at a youth group, so sometimes I have kids who are either, you know, they're like 14 and losing their virginity or like strung out on X. So I can deal with this kind of stuff. And so I'm always like, Brooks, how are you doing? What are you up to? Staying out of trouble? And, obviously he's, you know, a 16-year-old kid. He's going to do what he wants. But I think for the most part, he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders, and he's got a moderately unique, and by unique I mean old-fashioned, you know, look on things. I think he's going to be okay.
Okay, now, but seriously, though.
What did he say?
I don't have the full conversation.
Right, well, we have a tweet.
Okay, this is, he got, like, retweets from everybody in the friend group, so
okay.
He said it would be hella funny if when you type Steve Jobs on an iPhone, it autocorrects to ultimate ruler of the world.
All caps. Yes.
All caps. And also, I remember he tweeted that he could have gotten his license, but he was too lazy and didn't or something, so I texted him and told him that he was stupid.
Yeah, let's see.
Are you're just searching through his tweets?
Searching for anything interesting?
Yeah, just looking. Acid rap. That's a tweet. I could have got my license 8 days ago.
That's the one I'm
What am I doing with my life? Nothing is what you're doing with your life, Brooks.
Absolutely nothing, because you didn't get your license.
I'm hella tired of sitting at home. I'm trying to do something. Okay, well, do something
do,
then.
Do things, yeah.
One last thing has got to be one of my all-time favorite Mac songs. Which is funny now, because all I see is Wile E. Coyote's in the room. I don't know if those go together, but that was the tweet right after that one. See, and it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand what Brooks is doing with his life.
No one does. Okay.
He's being a kid. It's fine. We all did it.
Yeah.
I think my cigar went out.
Oh, that's.
I was taking too long.
Yeah. That's okay.
Do you want to finish it, Chris?
All right. I'll do that.
Okay.
Next, we could, things that we like.
Things that we like. I like cigars. Cigars are fantastic.
I also like cigars.
Large fan of cigars.
Yeah, we, definitely have been smoking them for quite a while now. We started well before the episode.
A few minutes before the episode.
Well, I want to say 15 to 20.
Nah, no. Maybe like 5-10 minutes before we started recording.
Okay.
We were smoking. And yours, you got yours done. Maybe.
Pretty quick. I've been done for a little bit.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've been
maybe
done.
Maybe 10, 15 minutes. And mine's still going. Chris
it's
finished
because
smoking
he's
his,
been talking a lot.
I've been talking
so
a lot.
So he hasn't really been smoking it like he should.
Yeah. Well, he also doesn't smoke. I just didn't say the right way. He smokes his way, which is, I mean, it's fine. However you want to smoke your cigar is fine.
Look, I get the
slowly.
Smoke into my body.
He smokes slowly.
I do smoke very slowly. What else do you like, Max?
I like just living the dream right now. I'm off work.
Yeah,
for
I
two
wish I
weeks.
Could be freaking off
so
work.
So today,
2 weeks.
Like, here's what I like about today. I did not do anything. I was laying in the same couch under the same blanket, reading the same book all day. I got up twice to eat and like a couple times to go smoke. And that's it. That was
how's that going, by the way? The book.
The book. I'm almost done with book one.
Good.
And what are you reading?
I am reading The Hunger Games because
don't
I have
tell
seen...
Aubrey.
did we talk about this on when we recorded?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
We might have. I might have been just starting it. And then I think maybe you had said like, oh yeah, we were talking about how like we books really fast, but I think that might have been part of like the M1 conversation that wasn't recorded.
That could have been part of the conversation we didn't record. You're what, halfway through the games?
No. I'm probably about a quarter of the way through all three books. Because I have it on my Kindle, so, and I have it as the entire trilogy in one, like, book
okay.
on the Kindle. So it shows me how far I am through all three.
Mm, I see.
Okay.
But that percentage also includes, like, random parts, like the credits and, like, the title pages okay. and all of that.
But like, so, acknowledgments and stuff. But you're still within the first book. You haven't finished the first games.
Right. I'm near the end. Based upon my knowledge of the movie,
mm-hmm.
I am near the end of the first book.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, got the second movie coming out here this weekend, actually.
Yeah, this weekend.
I would like to go see it. I would like to be done by the second book before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
You can do it. At the rate you're reading, you can
it's a
do
really
it.
Easy read.
It is.
It is. It's a very good read, too. I was expecting, like, I am about to admit something onto this podcast that
I will admit the same thing.
That I have been hiding. No, it's something
different.
Oh, whoa.
It's something that I have not been hiding from, like, my friends, but something I've been hiding from the world. I read Divergent, which is a young adult novel probably targeted towards females.
Okay.
But I had been reading that, and that, The Hunger Games is a lot similar. I feel like The Hunger Games was actually, like, targeted towards girls.
It probably was.
Probably.
There's a lot of those, you know, young adult post-apocalyptic book series out right now, Maze Runner, which I guess is more geared towards boys.
Right. Which I'm excited Divergent. About the movie with Dylan O'Brien.
So excited about the movie with Dylan O'Brien.
Dylan O'Brien is one of my favorite actors.
We
watch Teen Wolf. Not Ashamed.
Not Ashamed.
Not Ashamed. Teen Wolf is good. Crystal Reed is hot. Dylan O'Brien is an amazing actor.
Is hilarious.
Hilarious. Phenomenal.
He is probably without a doubt this generation's Adam Brody.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of the same characters. For any of those older fans out there who watch The OC or any of that era of WB television, this generation's Adam Brody, hands down. He's hilarious, very witty, likable.
Right. In his, I believe, maybe not movie debut, but definitely first starring role in a movie, the first time with Britt Robertson. Fantastic. Fantastic film. I would say that his acting saves it a couple times
mm-hmm.
because he is just phenomenal.
Was that a straight to DVD?
I believe so. I believe it was.
I don't think it was in theaters.
I believe it was.
Very good. Very good.
Very good movie. Yes.
Which so I haven't seen.
Right. We actually do plan
we're
on watching,
watching
this
it later.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. We're so lost on this episode.
It's okay. It's kind of a do-whatever-you-want episode.
It's a Cigars with Chris episode. It doesn't have to do all the segments. We just had a conversation while we smoked cigars.
I believe we were on what you like.
Yes, we are on things that we like.
Things that we like. And I had said that I was reading The Hunger Games.
You were living the life because you were reading, and then there we go. We got it.
We're back.
Chris, what's one more thing that you like?
Something that I like.
Since we all said cigars.
We all said cigars. This has nothing to do with my beard, but I've been really into reading 1800s era novels right now. I just finished The Picture of Dorian Gray. I'm reading Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering.
It's Wuthering. W-U.
Wuthering. Wuthering Heights.
Weathering.
No. It's the name of a farm
right,
in the book. It's called Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering.
W-U-T-H-E-R-I-N-G.
I know. I thought it was a withering too.
So
the first
feel free to make
life.
Your own decision on how that's pronounced. It's W-U.
So okay. After reading such novels, my vocabulary and my brain is really 1800s. Especially when I talk to Kyson, we have very gentlemanly
because Kyson comfort. Likes to do that.
He loves to do that, and I will indulge him all day long.
Yeah.
So we have very gentlemanly, stately conversations. You know, my good fellow.
Oh, Kyson loves to throw
that.
Good fellow.
Oh, always. Always, without a doubt.
Fellow.
But of course, tip of the hat. So I'll catch myself talking to regular people, you know. In just
which
obnoxious.
I feel like that can be dangerous considering that is your job, is to talk to people.
I know. With just obnoxious word usage that doesn't make any sense and is out of place and is unnecessary.
In this time.
time consuming, but I enjoy it, so that's what I'm doing right now. And also, speaking of a couple things we're talking about, something I'm listening to right now, I discovered, thanks to the movie we actually just talked about the first time, there's a song in there by John Gold.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. If anybody has a chance to check out his album, it's very good. I heard a song on that movie, so I looked up the album. The rest of
the song
album
is Vampire's Kiss. Also
Vampire's
just a
Kiss.
Very good song.
Another song, Skyscraper, has been on repeat.
John what?
John Gold.
John Gold.
It's been repeated on my iPod for a while now, so
I'll have
I'm excited about
into that.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're all done smoking.
Well, I believe that you owe what you like.
Oh, what I like?
What do you like? What do you, Nate Prell, like? do you...
I, Nate Prell, like to go down on girls. And I'm never in the times that probably actually canceled out the... There we go. Okay. I like going down on girls.
No, just end it at I like just going down goodbye. On girls.
Bye. Bye. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.